Zeget menachas perkei beit mishna beit. Ha'oyma arei alai b'machalas. Behevi b'macheshes. B'macheshes. Behevi b'machalas. Somebody took upon himself with an editor to bring a minchas machalas, a mincha that would be baked in a kli called a machalas. And instead he brought a mincha that was baked in a kli called a macheshes. Or vice versa. He took upon himself to bring a minchas macheshes and he brought instead a minchas machalas. Macha hevi hevi. Bidei chavas lo yakov. The mincha that he did bring is kosher, but he was not yotzei his chol. And since he took upon himself to bring a machbas and bottom macheshes, he's not yotzei his chol. But the mincha that he did bring is kosher. As we figure that the mincha he bought is a different medava which he wanted to bring, but the original mincha that he took upon himself, he still has to bring. Zu lahavi b'machavas, behevi b'macheshes, b'macheshes, behevi b'machavas, harizu p'tudo. But if there was an isaron of flour, which is the minimal amount of flour that is to be used for a mincha, and he had that isaron in front of him, and he said, this isaron of a flour should be used for a minchas machava. And instead he took that isaron, and he bought a minchas machesha, or vice versa. He said on that isaron of flour that was in front of him, that it will be used for a minchas machesha that he wants to bring, and instead he used that very isaron for a minchas machava, the minchas pasul. But since he took upon himself to bring from that isaron a minchas machava, he cannot bring a machesha, or vice versa. Harei alai shnei isaronim lahavi b'kli echad. Behavi b'shnei kil. Somebody took upon himself with a netter to bring a mincha which would consist of two isaronim of flour that we brought in one kli. Add the minimal amount of flour that is to be used for a mincha than isaron, but if you want to bring two isaronim or more, you can do so. And since he said he wants to bring two isaronim for a mincha that will be in one kli, meaning to say it would all be one big mincha. So that's considered one mincha. And then he went, behavi b'shnei kil. He brought two isaronim, but in two separate kli. As he brought them as two separate minchas, or vice versa, b'shnei kelim, behevi b'kli echad, ma'asehei behevi b'dei chavaso lo yatzah. He took upon himself to bring a mincha of b'shnei isronim in two different kelim. There would be two separate minchas. The kmita would be taken from both of them, and instead he took the two isronim and he brought them in one kli as one mincha with only one kmita. The mincha that he did bring is kosher, but he was not yotzei his chol, the netter that he made to bring a mincha of b'shnei isronim in two kelim, or vice versa, if he took upon himself to bring a mincha of shnei yisroim in one kli, he still has to keep that net. And the mincha that he brought is considered a different nedava that he wanted to bring, so therefore it's kosher. Eilu lahavi b'kli echad, behevi b'shnei kelim. B'shnei kelim behevi b'kli echad. But if he had two isronim of flour in front of him, and he said he was going to bring these two isronim of flour as one mincha in one kli, and instead he took those two isronim of flour, and he bought them as two separate minchas in two kelim, or vice versa. He said that these two isronim of flour that are in front of me, I'm going to bring them as two separate minchas in two kelim, and instead he brought them as one big mincha in one kli. Hari elu psulim, the mincha is pasul. And since he said he would bring it as one big mincha, or in the other case as two separate minchas, he has to do exactly as he said, otherwise it's pasul. Hari alai shnei isronim lahavi b'kli echad, behevi b'shnei kelim. Somebody took upon himself to bring a mincha of two isronim and one kli echad, as one mincha with one kmita. And instead he went ahead and divided up the two isronim in two different kelim. And he planned on bringing it as two separate minchas. Amrulo and the people that were there said to him, but kli echad medarta, didn't you make an edit to bring the two isronim in one kli? So why are you putting them in two separate kelim? Hikrivam b'kli echad ksherim uvishnei kelim psulim. In this case, if he goes ahead, and after they reminded him that he was supposed to bring them in one kli, he went ahead and brought them in one kli. So it's kosher, as he did, as he promised. But if he insisted on bringing them in two separate kelim in such a case, the mincha is pasul. Now, even though we said earlier that in this case, where he said that he was going to bring a mincha of shnei isronim and one kli, and he brought it in shnei kelim, it's kosher. As we assume he wants to bring a different adav, it just he has to be yotzei his chov with a different mincha. So why in this case is it pasul? The answer is that since they reminded him at the time that he made a neder to bring it in one kli, and he didn't respond, this is a different mincha nedava that I'm bringing. That mincha which I promised I would bring, that will, I will bring that separately. So therefore it's obvious that he planned on bringing this mincha to be yotzei his chov. So therefore the mincha is pasul, as the chov that he said he was going to bring is to bring it in one kli, and he brought it in two kelim. And so too in a case where somebody promised to bring a minchas marcheshes and he brought instead a minchas machabas, if at the time he was bringing the minchas machabas, the people that were there told him, didn't you promise to bring a minchas marcheshes? And if he doesn't respond, and instead he goes ahead and insists on bringing the minchas machabas, that mincha will be Pata for the same reason, is since he didn't respond, that this is a different Michas Nedava that he is bringing, so it's obvious that he's trying to be used to the original Chov, the original Neder, since he didn't bring, as he promised, the Minchas Pasuk. Harei alai shnei etzronim lahavi b'shnei kelim. Behavi b'kliyacha, somebody takes upon himself to bring two separate Minchas, or two etzronos and two kelim, and instead he puts both etzronos in one kli and plants them, bring it as one Mincha. Amrullah, the people that were around him said to him, b'shnei kelim nadarta. Didn't you make an edit to bring them in two separate kelim? He kriv on b'shnei kelim ksherim. Nasnam b'kliyacha k'shtei mincha shenit arbu. If he went ahead and brought them in two kelim, he went ahead and split them up and put them into two kelim just as he promised, so in that case it's kosher, since he did exactly what he promised. But if he went ahead and kept it in the same kli and brought it as one mincha, so then it has a din of two minchas that got mixed up together. And since he did not respond, this is a different mincha, not the mincha that I promised to bring, it's obvious that he's trying to be yotizai the netter that he made to bring two minchas in two separate kelim. So therefore it has a din of two different minchas that were put in one kli, two minchas that got mixed up together. And the din is that two minchas got mixed up together, we had earlier in this masechta, that if it didn't get totally mixed up, that it's still possible to take a kmita from each mincha separately, then the minchas are kosher. But if they're totally mixed up, that it's no longer possible to take a kmita from each mincha separately, then the minchas are puzzle. And so too, in the case that we had earlier, where somebody had two esronos in front of him and he took upon himself that those two esronos he was going to bring as two separate minchas and two separate kelim, and he went ahead and brought it as one mincha and one kli. As the mission before said, it was possible. In that case also, it's only possible if it's totally mixed up that it's not possible to take a separate kmita from each mincha. But if they're not totally mixed up, that it's possible to take a separate kmita from each mincha, then it would be kosher, just like in this case.
Somebody makes a neder to bring a mincha from Sairim, from barley. And a mincha from the Dabba cannot be brought from Sairim. The only type of mincha that is brought from Sairim is a mincha Saita and a mincha Sa'aymer. But if somebody makes a neder to bring a mincha, it has to be brought from Chitim. In such a case, Yabi Menachitim, he has to keep his neder. But instead of bringing a mincha Menachitim, he would bring a mincha Menachitim. We're talking about in a case where the person said that had I known that a mincha from the Dabba can only be brought from Chitim, I would have made a neder to bring a mincha Menachitim. But if he says, had I known that a mincha cannot be brought from Sairin, I would not have made a neder at all in such a case. He does not have to bring a mincha at all. Kemach. Yavi Tzola. Somebody takes upon himself a neder to bring a mincha from Kemach, from unsifted flour. He has to go ahead and keep his neder, but he can't bring it from Kemach. He has to bring it from Silas, from sifted flour. And the mincha could only be brought from Silas, not from Kemach. Velo Shemen Ulevona. Yavi Ima Shemen Ulevona. Somebody takes upon himself to bring a Michas Nedava without Shemen and Levona, without oil and Levona. He has to keep his Nedava, but he has to bring with the Mincha Shemen and Levona, and the Michas Nedava has to include Shemen and Levona.
Chati Yisara, Yabi Yisara Shalva. Somebody makes a Nedava to bring a Mincha from half a Yisara no flour. He has to keep his Nedava, but he must use an entire Yisara for his Mincha, as a minimal amount of flour to be used for a Mincha is an Yisara. Yisara no Machzor. Yabi Shnai. If he makes a neder to bring a mincha from an isarn and a half of flour, he has to keep his neder, and he has to bring two isarnas of flour, as you cannot bring an isarn and a half. It has to be either one isarn or two isarnas or three isarnas and so on, but you cannot bring an isarn and a half. Rabbi Shimon Paiter Shlodis Nadei Kiderach HaMetnadver. In all the above cases, Rabbi Shimon pocketed you from bringing a mincha at all. Since the neder that you made to bring a mincha from the devil was not in the normal way that a person makes a neder to bring a nidava. As Rabbi Shimon holds, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitzvah. That when a person makes a neder, we take into account more the conclusion of what he was saying. And we don't just take into account the beginning of what he said. So even though in the beginning, when he said, Harei Alai Mincha, that is Mechayim to bring a Mincha, since his conclusion was, Lahavi Menaserin, or to bring it from Kemah, or to bring it without Shemen and Levona, and there's no such thing as a Mincha such as that, so therefore his conclusion is nonsense, so therefore his neder is nothing, he doesn't have to keep it. Even if he says, had I known that you can't bring a mincha from Sarin, I would have made a neder to bring it from Chitin. Even so, your pater, according to Rabbi Shimon.